We're continuing the Shir in Hishtapchus HaNefesh. In our versions, it's page Dalet on the top of the introduction. This is the second Shir. V'chein kol hashvotim kulam cholchu baderach hazeh kamuva. And so too, the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu, the leaders of the tribes, also all followed this path of putting a tremendous amount into tefillah. It's brought that the Rabbeinu Bechai brings in Parshas Vayigash on the Pasuk V'ho Anoshim Roei Tzon, that the sons of Yaakov Avinu were shepherds. You know, why did they choose, out of all the different professions available, these were Jewish minds, you know, why did they choose this? And he points out two reasons. And he says one of the reasons was, you know, he says that they chose what they had received from their forefathers, you know, this position, this job of being shepherds. And he writes that one of the reasons is because that would be the best suited place for his spodidus, to be alone with Hashem, and thereby to be able to draw upon themselves nevuah, prophecy. And they said that when a person is out in the fields like that, there's nothing that can preoccupy the person or that can distract the person from focusing on Hashem. This is one of the reasons that's given there. U'kishesholach Yaakov es Binyamin imohem el Yosef. And then when the brothers made their second trip down to Mitzrayim, finally, when they convinced Yaakov Avinu to be willing to send Binyamin with them to Yosef HaTzadik, as per his request, Omru Chazal, our rabbis tell us, Omar lehem Yaakov, that Yaakov Avinu said to them, Harei HaKesef, okay, you're bringing with you the money that you're supposed to return to him, Vaharei Hadoron, and you have a gift for him, also all the fruit of Eretz Yisrael that they brought with them, Vaharei Achichem, and I'm even sending your brother Binyamin as per his request. So you have everything, right? Omren Lei, they said to him, Tzloisoch Anan Bayon, we need your tefillah. That's what we need the most. We need you, Yaakov Avinu, to be mispalel, that we should succeed in this mission. Omar Lahain, he said to them, Im tzloisi atun bayon, if you want my tefillah, then here I go. And he said, V'kel shakai yitain lochem rachamim, may Hashem have rachmonis on you and give you chain in his eyes, and may you be completely successful in the mission. So we see once again that any time that any important Jew wanted to accomplish anything at all, it was always with tefillah. And the tefillah continues. Yaakov Avinu said, Mi she'osed loymar la'isurim dai, the one who is going to say enough to all of our suffering, yoymar li'isurai dai, should say enough to the suffering that I'm going through right now in being separated from my son Binyamin. That this was the actual tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. V'chein kishahoya Yosef beveso asurim, and so too, during the time that Yosef HaTzadik was imprisoned by the Sar HaTabochim, by Potiphar, what did he do there? It says he davened a lot to Hashem. Kemo she'ono mispalalim, as we find in our Nusach HaTfilah, when we say Slichos, or on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Mi she'ono le'Yosef beveso asurim, the Hashem who answered Yosef HaTzadik's tefillah when he was in jail, Hu Yanenu, he should answer our tefillah. So we see in those words, it's perfectly clear that Yosef HaTzadik was mispalel there. He didn't just sit back. V'chein kishelokach Yosef es Binyamin, and then so too, when Yosef HaTzadik told the brothers, okay, I'll take Binyamin, you know, after he found the cup in his bags, and he said, and they said, you know, all right, you can imprison all of us. He said, no, I don't want all of you. I'll just keep Binyamin. You guys can go back home. Ksiv, the next parsha begins there, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, that Yehuda approached him. He approached, the simple pshat is that he approached Yosef HaTzadik. But Rashi HaKadosh points out there, V'dorshu Chazal, we find that the Medrash tells us, Motzinu Hagosho Litfila, that the Torah uses that term Hagosho usually to refer to Tfila, approaching Hashem. in terms of tefillah. That besides, that before Yehuda opened his mouth to speak to Yosef HaTzadik, he was first mispalel to Hashem. V'chein avosenu kishahoyu b'mitzrayim, ksiv vayhi bayomim horabim hohem, and so too when our forefathers were enslaved in Egypt. The Torah says it was after those many, many days, vayeyonchu b'nei Yisrael min ho'avoida, the Jews were sighing deeply from the difficult labor, hard labor that they were going through at the time, vayizoku, and they screamed, they cried out to Hashem, vatal shavosam el holikim, and their tefillah went up to Hashem. V'chein al hayam ksiv, and so too when the Jews approached the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were chasing them and everything, what does the Torah say? Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, that the Jews screamed, they cried out to Hashem. V'omru b'medrash rabba, and the Medrash tells us, it quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Yoinosi b'chagvei hasela, my dove is trapped among the boulders, and Hashem says to this dove, which symbolizes Klal Yisrael, Hari'ini es maraich, Hashmi'ini es koilech, let me hear your voice. So the Medrash says, note, it doesn't say Hashmi'ini koil, let me hear some tefillah. It doesn't say that. Hashmi'ini koil lo nemar, elo Hashmi'ini es koilech, let me hear your koil. Koilech means your koil that I've heard already, that I'm used to hearing. Oisoi hakoil shekvar shamati b'mitzrayim. Hashem said, I want to hear that music again that I heard when you were in Egypt, the way you screamed, the way you cried out to me. I want to hear it again. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave litfiloson shel Yisrael. Because as the Gemara says, Hashem desires and craves the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. The wording in the Midrash there, it says that Hashem started taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim biyod chazoko b'zrayin atuya, with tremendous power, but Hashem wanted to hear them again. He wanted to hear that deep, deep the tefillah that comes from the depths of the heart, and the Jews weren't coming forth with it. So what did Hashem do? He sicked Paroi on us to chase after us. As the Pasuk says there, Uparo Hikriv, that Paro was approaching. When the Jews saw Paro and his gangsters coming with their blood-curdling screams and everything, it says right, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, the Jews started screaming again. And that was when Hashem said, Lekach hoyiti mevakesh lishma, this is what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear your tefillah again. Now, chas v'shalom, a person shouldn't get the wrong impression that, you know, what is Hashem, sadistic? Or the answer is Hashem is, we say it in Tehillim, lahagid ki yoshor Hashem tzuri v'lo avlo sabo. Hashem is the epitome of perfection, of perfect. Hashem doesn't need anything. You know, Hashem isn't lacking anything that he needs us to fill. This is presented on a certain level, you know, where we hear it a certain way, that Hashem desires our tefillah, Hashem wants to hear it, and Hashem put him in a certain position, lahavdil, lahavdil. Like you have a father who has a child, and he's trying to give the child a proper education. He wants to train the child to be able to know how to deal with obstacles in life and difficulties. And sometimes the father has to put the child through certain maneuvers, which are difficult and sometimes even risky in a sense. And a person, an outsider watching this, says, what are you, crazy? That's your kid. That's your own kid. What are you doing that for? But a person who understands a little deeper and who looks at the big picture knows that this father really loves the child. And he wants the child to succeed. He wants the child to mature and to develop and to be a man, you know, to become independent the way they're supposed to. And sometimes this requires putting the child in a certain situation where there's risk, there's an element of danger involved to a degree, so that the child is tested and is able to prove to himself in certain cases what he's capable of doing, which he wouldn't have necessarily known if he wasn't, you know, in that kind of situation. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Yodua B'divrei Chachamenu Zal Kamo Osok Kol Yomov B'tfila V'tachnunim Al Atzmoi V'al Yisroel. We find throughout the Gemara, throughout the Midrashim, countless times that it mentions how much Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for himself and also on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Chotu Beigel, when they sinned with the golden calf, Vayechal Moshe. It says Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem, he begged Hashem. The Targum on that word Vayechal is Vitzali Moshe Kodam Hashem, Tfila. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, in Vo Esnapal Lefnei Hashem Arboim Yoim, I fell before Hashem for 40 days. Ubemedrash Rabbah Dorshu al Hakosu Vayechal Moshe, in the Medrash it says, why does the Torah use that word Vayechal Moshe? Shelimeid Oisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eich Lehispala Lefonov, that Hashem actually taught Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu should be mispalel to Hashem. V'omar loy, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Emor kach, say the following words, Asei eshamar mosoik, Hashem, please turn the bitterness into sweet. Omar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, loy kach omartali b'mora, isn't this what you taught me when the Jews were in the city of Mora and the waters were bitter, they couldn't drink the waters? Didn't you say to me, have a mispalel ve'emor aseyas hamar mosoi, that these are the words I should say? Afachshov, now also, when they've fallen into this sin of the golden calf and they're in such a bitter predicament, chale merirosom shel Yisrael, sweeten the bitterness of the Jewish people. That's Vayechal, Miloshen Chale, sweeten. Sweeten their bitterness, Verape Oysam, and heal them, cure them from this sin, this terrible sin. Heve Vayechal Moshe. That's why it says Vayechal Moshe. Uksiv Bezohar Chodosh. In the Zohar Chodosh it says, Mai Vayechal. Why is the word Vayechal used? Malamed, this comes to teach us, Shehispalel Aleihem, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened Hashem with such deep feeling till his body was trembling. The word chalchola means his whole body was shaking from the intensity of his tefillah. Just like it says by Esther Amalka in the Megillah, Vatischalchal Hamalka Ma'od. That's the same root here. Rabbonon Amrinon, the Zohar Kodesh continues, the rabbis say, Ad shenosan nafshoy aleihem, Min ha'olam hazeh u min ha'olam habo. Moshe Rabbeinu davened with such intensity where he put his life on the line for the Jews, both in this world, he put his life in this world and his life in the future world on the line to defend Klal Yisrael, to negotiate with Hashem. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says there, V'imayin, Hashem, if you don't forgive them, mochenino, erase me. And it says the erase me means erase me from this world and from the world to come. Chotu b'maraglim, when the Jews sinned by the incident of the maraglim, the spies, what does it say? Vayispalel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel. B'misonanim, when they had the incident where the Jews were complaining about certain things and Hashem got angry and a plague broke out, what does it say? Vayitzak Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu screamed to Hashem. V'chein b'Miriam kishenitztara, when Miriam contracted leprosy because she and Aaron HaKohen spoke Loshon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, k'siv, the Pasuk says, Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu cried out to Hashem, Kel no refo no lo, Hashem, please, please cure her. I once saw, I believe it's the Chidozal that says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in heaven, during that period of 40 days and 40 nights when he received the Torah Shebal Peh there, so when he was leaving, Hashem said to the Malachim, I want you to be gracious hosts. When a guest comes to your house, not only are you supposed to treat him cordially and everything and feed him, but when he leaves, you're supposed to send a doggy bag with him. You're supposed to give him a gift on the way out to remember you by. So I want each one of the Malachim to give Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. So the Chidozal says that the Malach HaMoves also had to give a gift. What gift did he give? He gave Moshe Rabbeinu the antidote. He told Moshe Rabbeinu the secret that whenever you use the words no, no, when you say to Hashem, please, please, that's a very, very powerful tefillah that's usually answered. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu used this when he spoke, when he was trying to negotiate on behalf of his sister. And we find later in life, when he wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, it says there, Voeschanan el Hashem, Boisei Lemar, I pleaded with Hashem at that time. And I said, Ato hachiloiso laharis esavdecho. And he said the words, Ebro no, Hashem, please allow me to pass into Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, and we find immediately afterwards, Hashem says, stop. Ravloch al tosef daber elai od badover azeh. Don't go any further in what you just said to me. And the Chidosal points that that's referring to the fact that he had activated this first no, and Hashem was saying, I know what you're going to do now. You're going to say no again, and then I'm going to... Don't, because I have my reasons why it's not good for you to enter into Eretz Yisrael right now. But that's this kale no, refo no lo. We find also, Rabbi Nachman mentions in Likutei Moran, that there are certain cases where the Midas Hadin of Hashem is so powerful that you're not supposed to mention the person's name when a person's in a very serious sakona sometimes, and the Midas Hadin is very strong. If you mention the name of the person when you're davening for them, then it gives the Midas Hadin something to latch onto and grab onto, and it could be harmful. So then you're not supposed to mention the name of the person. Like it's brought regarding Noach, that when Noach was first born, that was right before the Mabul. So it says that his parents delayed in naming him for a while at the time because they saw that the Midas Hadin, Hashem was so angry at the world at the time that they knew that this would serve as a protection. The fact that Noach did not have a name yet, in a sense, would protect him from the Midas Hadin being able to have what to grab onto. So Rabbi Nachman points out that even though Moshe Rabbeinu did not mention her name, in his tefillah here, he hid her name. Because usually when you daven for a person who's sick in this world, you mention the person's name and their mother's name. In the tefillah that he said, Kel no, Hashem, please, refo no lo. I believe it's the words refo no lo that are bigimatria, Miriam Yocheved, exactly. So that even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention her name in an obvious way, he hid the name in his tefillah. This is just a side note. V'chein kishenigzar olov shelo yikoneis loretz, and so too when Hashem decreed that Moshe Rabbeinu would not enter into Eretz Yisrael, k'siv, the pasuk says, vo'eschanan el Hashem, I pleaded, I begged Hashem, v'omru chachomeinu zechron avrocha b'medrash rabba, shehispalel Tof Kuf Tes Vov Tfilois. It's brought that Moshe Rabbeinu at that time davened 515 separate tfilois, Kiminyan Voeschanan, like the gematria of the word Voeschanan. That's how many times he kept pounding and pounding, trying again and again to negotiate with Hashem to see if there was any way possible that he could get to Eretz Yisrael. The Isa Shom, and it's brought there, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have said one more tefillah, he would have been answered, he would have succeeded. And that's why Hashem said to him, Ravloch al tosef daber elai od badarazeh, enough, don't go any further. Because Hashem knew that if he would say one more tefillah, it would have to be granted. My Rebbe Zichron Avraha, Reb Michal, used to say, But to me or you, Hashem didn't say stop, right? So we don't have this issue. By us, if we're davening for something and we see it's not happening, sometimes you have to go another round. The pasuk says, Kaveh al Hashem, daven to Hashem, and if you don't see any results yet, what should you do? Chazak va'ameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Toughen up your heart and go another round. I had a friend whose father was a salesman, an extraordinary salesman, and he used to say that the sale begins when the client says no. If a client wants something, if a client is looking, somebody comes into a place and he's looking to buy a particular car, then the salesman who sells it to him hasn't done any salesmanship. There's no salesmanship involved. The guy wanted, he knew what he wanted, you gave it to him, period. The salesmanship comes when a person says, I have three cars just like this already, and the last thing in the world I'm looking to buy is this car. And the person says, no, you don't understand. Let me explain it to you. And he sells him another four for his grandchildren and for the mother-in-law and for this one and that one. You know, this concept, lahavdil, with Hashem, as we're going to see later on, that there's a negotiation involved sometimes. Hashem wants to hear a person justify why. Why should I give this to you? Why should I help you? What are you going to do with it? What's in it for me, Hashem says. Va'ayin shom b'medrash kamo tfilois shehispal el Moshe b'yoyim histalkusoi. And take a look there also in the Medrash where it actually lists many of the tfilois that Moshe Rabbeinu was bespalel on the day that he passed away. V'chein al Yehoshua, and so too when he sent his best student, Yehoshua, on the mission to go with the Meraglim, the Torah says that first Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalel for him. What was his tefillah? Ko Yoshiacho me'atzas Meraglim. May Hashem save you from falling in with the wrong advice, the wrong ideas of the Meraglim. V'chein Kolev, and so too Kolev ben Yefuna, who also went on that mission with the Meraglim. Kishero shemoyshe loy hispalel olav, and so too when Kolev saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was not mispalel for him, the same way he was mispalel for Yehoshua. We know the Torah describes Yehoshua's masiras nefesh for Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo yomish mitocha oil, he stuck to him like glue, and he served him hand and foot from beginning to end. He was the one who would set up the chairs before the shir and after the shir, and he was the one who, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days, he stood by the mountain. He wouldn't leave there. Lahavdil, like a puppy, you know, who's loyal to its owner. And the owner goes away, the puppy's standing there, he ain't going anywhere, you know, he ain't leaving until his owner comes back. We find all the other Jews, even the Chachamim, fell victim to the Egel HaZohav. All of them got involved in Avodah Zarah. Yehoshua was the only one who was saved because of his incredible loyalty and bitul to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Yehoshua went on this mission, Kolev saw that Moshe Rabbeinu took special steps to protect him, to be mespalel for Yehoshua. So Kolev knew that this is a serious situation. What did he do? He did the next best thing. He couldn't, Moshe Rabbeinu, a physically living tzaddik, wasn't davening for him. Holach v'hishtateach al kivrei avos lehispalel. He made a beeline for Chevron, it says in the Torah. He went to Chevron despite the fact that it was dangerous at the time to a degree. There were those giants at the time roaming around, specifically in Chevron. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person sometimes is under pressure, when his mamish, he feels he's in super danger, he doesn't look at anything. He jumps sometimes. And that's what Kolev did in this case. He made a beeline for the Moras HaMachpelah, v'hishtateach al kivrei ovos lehispalel. And he went there to be mispalel by the kivrei ovos, shelo yehiya nises batzas meraglim, that he shouldn't be included, he shouldn't fall in to the wrong counsel, the wrong advice of the meraglim, to their plan. V'chein aharon bo'es hanegef b'maise koirach, and so too when the Magefa broke out, when Hashem expressed his anger at Korach and Dosan Vaviram and the 250 leading rabbis at the time who all went against Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayikach es hamachto, he took the pan for the Ktoris, to offer the Ktoris, V'hir bo'oz ma'oid l'hispalel l'fnei Hashem Yisborach. And Aharon HaKohen davened a lot to Hashem at that time. Kemoishono mispalelim, as we say in Slichas, mi she'ono li Aharon b'machto, the Hashem who responded to Aharon HaKohen's tefila at that time when he offered the Ktoris, should also respond to our tefila. V'chein Pinchas b'kumo mitocho edo, and so to Pinchas, when he rose up to attack Zimri ben Salu, to try, when he saw Hashem's anger at that time at what was going on. The Jews were committing adultery with Znus, with the Midianite women, based on Bilam's plan at the time. It says, Vayamoid Pinchas Vayipalel. Again, before he took any physical action, the first thing he did was he was mispalel to Hashem. V'chein Yehoshua, kishehiku anshei ho'ai mi'Yisrael. And so to Yehoshua, when the Jews went out to battle at one point, and some of the Jewish soldiers were killed at the time, the Torah says, the Navi says there, Vayikra Yehoshua simloisov, that he tore his garments, Vayipoil alponov arza, and Yehoshua fell to the ground on his face before Hashem, Vayoymer, and he said, Hasho aho Hashem alekim, please Hashem, revealed to us why this is happening. He knew that when the Jews go out to battle based on Hashem's orders, they're not supposed to lose any soldiers. Nobody's supposed to die. So even if it was one or two, he knew there's got to be a reason. And he pleaded, he begged Hashem, you know, what are we doing wrong that Chas v'Shalom was suffering this kind of loss? V'chein b'imei hashoftim, kish, and so too during the time of the judges who came after Yehoshua, Kishechotu Yisrael, when the Jews sinned at that time, Vayichar af Hashem b'Yisrael, it says Hashem got very angry at them, Unesonam b'yad oivehem, and he gave them over into the hands of their enemies. Ma osu b'nei Yisrael, what did they do? What was their response? The Navi says there, Vayizaku el Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, Ad shericham aleim, until Hashem took pity on them, Vehem ed aleim shoifet v'hitzilam, and Hashem appointed a new leader who saved them at the time. V'chein hoya b'chol shoifet v'shoifet. And this was the case each and every time that they were given a new leader. V'chein Shimshon Hagibor, and so too in the story with Shimshon. K'shenikru Pelishtim Ezenov, when the Pelishtim gouged out his eyes, v'yasru b'anachushtayim, they put him in prison. The Navi says there, Vayikra Shimshon al Hashem, Shimshon called out to Hashem, Vayoymer, and he said, Zochreinino v'chaskeinino achapam. Hashem, please remember me and give me back my strength just one more time to wreak a final havoc on them. And that was when they put him in the arena at the time, and they were making spitting on him and making fun of him and making fun of Hashem. And he pulled out the two pillars that whole stadium was standing on. And the Navi says that he killed more Pelishtim with his death than he had killed throughout his entire lifetime. One more paragraph. V'chein Chana, kasher Hashem soga rachma, and so too by Chana, the wife of Elkanah, when Hashem held back children from her, it says, Vatispalel el Hashem uvochoi tivke. She was davened Hashem and cried. And the pasuk says, the vohoyo ki hirbeso lehispalel. And after she had given forth many tefilos, Hashem responded. V'dorshu chachamein zechon avorah b'medrash shechar toiv mikan. The medrash says, from here we learn out, shekol hamarbe b'tfila hunene. That anyone who puts a lot of tefillah, who puts out a lot of tefillah, is answered. And every word here is very critical, because there are many Jews that go to places like the Kotel or any time, even in, they daven to Hashem, they think it's a one-liner or a two-liner, and they don't realize this word, kol hamarbe b'tefillah hunene, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, it took him 40 days, and then another 40 days, and then a third 40 days before he achieved complete success, before he got Hashem to say, Solachti kidvorecha, that this issue of tefillah really requires seriousness and intensity. V'chein omru b'mesech teyuma, and the Gemara also points this out in Mesech teyuma, Daf Choftes, on the Pasuk Lamanatseach ala yeles hashachar. It says there, Omer Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Omer Rabbi Elozer, Loma nimshelu tfilosun shel tzadikim kayeles. Why are the tfilos of tzadikim compared to a doe or a deer? Loma lecha, to tell you that just like ma ayolozu kolzman shemegadeles kaneho maftzilos, just like a deer, a doe, as it grows, its horns keep growing out, you know, and splitting apart and branching out. Af tzadikim, kol zman shemarbin betfila, tfilos nishmas. So to tzadikim, when they pour on a lot of tfila, their tfila is heard by Hashem. V'chein ksiv etzel Chana, as the Torah points out by Chana, it says, v'eshboich es nafshi lefnei Hashem. I poured out my soul, I spilled my guts before Hashem. And then when Shmuel Anovi was in danger at one point, and Eli HaKohen said, maybe, who knows, worst case, Hashem will take him, he'll give you another one instead. So the Novi says there, she screamed, El Hanar Hazeh Hispaloti. I don't want any replacements. I prayed for this kid. I don't want any exchanges whatsoever. Vatispalel Chano Vatoimar, it says over there. She was mispalel and she said, V'dorshu Chachmein Zachon Avrocha, B'shochratov, the Medrash says there, Hischila Soideres Dvorim Im Viduyim. She started presenting her words, her tefillos, with her confessions, you know, apologizing to Hashem and begging Hashem for Rachmonis.